Hello, my ninja friends. Scott and over the car leasing ninja. Just a bit of a quickie today, a bit of a quick podcast. It's Thursday, 2nd July 2020. So just on my normal little walk that I do at lunchtimes. Just trying to get things into perspective. So just trying to sort of recharge those batteries. So today, what I want to talk about is the art of communication. So the best way forward to contact customers with a high conversion rate of the customers coming back. So where before, 80s, 70s, 80s, early 90s, it was all about the telephone. You pick the phone up, speak to the customer, and you'd be able to close off the phone. That's if in sort of telesales. It's obviously a lot easier face to face, but in this day and age now, with social distancing and all of that stuff that's going on, it's extremely difficult to do that. Meetings, that is. So one of the ways that we're finding at the moment that's working extremely well for us is a couple of things. Email, yeah, email's good, because you can pick the phone up the old school way, qualify the customer to see what they're after, also build up that rapport as well, which is what I've talked about before on a few of my other podcasts. But that aside, what happens? What's the best thing to do? Once you've sent that email, what's the best thing to do? Do you follow up with another email a couple of minutes later? Do you follow up, I don't know, a day later on email? What if they haven't come back to you? That's even the worst thing. And also, you sort of ping them an email, you haven't heard anything, so you pick the phone up, can't get through to them. And how many times have you actually sent someone an email, you followed it up with another email, still nothing, and then you've called them, and you've made that call a couple of times, and lo and behold, they answer the phone. And they answer the phone when you've called them with a, maybe off your mobile number, or you've 141'd it, which is in the UK. It gives a sort of no number. And the customer then answers. And says, oh, hello. Yeah, so I've just sent this, just following up on the quotation that I've sent. Well, I haven't received anything. And then you think, oh, Jesus Christ, okay. Yeah, I haven't received anything. Okay, well, can you just check your junk folder? Lo and behold, it's in there. So if you can't get through to them by telephone or whatever, you're sitting in that junk folder, there's a high chance the competition will go straight in and take that customer. So what's the best way? And how do you succeed by sending emails? Well, the way that we do things at silverstonefleetmanagement.com is when we send emails, we also send them a text. So we send them an SMS text from a company called textanywhere.net. It's worth having a look. It's probably one of the best providers. I'm not actually sponsored by them, unfortunately, but it is one of the best ones out there. And the prices are extremely competitive as well. So that aside, we send them the email. Within seconds, we then send them a text message. And in the text message, we sort of say, dear Mr. Customer, or to Mr. Customer, however you want to intro it, we're sent over the quotation and it's in your inbox now and it's done. And I would have said, since doing this the past 3 to 4 months, we've probably got about 91, maybe 92%. I know it seems fairly sort of specific there, but I think it's the right numbers. About 90 to 91% of customers will reply back, wait for it, not an email, but by text. They'll actually reply back, say, yeah, thanks very much for that, da da da. Is the car in stock? And then start the conversation. Because for the customer, it's so easy to text. And especially nowadays, where people aren't actually texting, and this is going to be another podcast in the next couple of days, but the future of texting is really sort of out the window, because it's all about voice. But we'll come to that in other couple of podcast time. So they could press the dictaphone if they've got an iPhone and actually talk, and it types out instant. But we're finding we get a lot more people will come to us or reply back if it's a text message. So what you can also do as well, you can actually really hype that up even further. Hype that up? That sounds Yeah, not sure about that. But anyway, you can just increase that conversion. It's a bit better with WhatsApp. So once again, it's WhatsApp is a very personal way of communication. And I guarantee if you're listening to this and you've got this far, you would have some contacts in WhatsApp. You've probably got some groups. But there's nothing to say that you couldn't put some of these customers into a group of a pool of people that may be interested in, I don't know, let's just say an A-class, Mercedes A-class. You've got 10 people that have inquired on an A-class, you've got a special offer, and you put them into the WhatsApp group, and you can update them in terms of what's available, stock levels, any latest offers, that sort of thing. Because the beauty of WhatsApp compared to the conventional text message is that you can see if they've read the message. I know you can with iPhone, but if they're one of these people that have got Android, God forbid, or some other platform, you won't be able to see if they've actually read the message or replied, or see if they're going to reply. So WhatsApp is extremely effective because you can really engage with that customer. And 9 times out of 10 on their profile on WhatsApp, it's a little bit personal. So they might have a picture of their family or whatever. It could be some chap standing there with his cycle, with a push bike. So once again, that's a great way then to get into a conversation about biking, or just talk about their hobbies. And once again, you can build the rapport that way. But I think the main thing here is, once emails are sent, try the SMS message. And it's all on a desktop as well, so you can literally coincide it with send the message, then bang, SMS. And I promise you now, you will convert more customers that way than just an email on its own. So my little ninja friends, just give it a go. I'll be interested to know your comments, actually. Just put a few little comments at the bottom of this to let me know how you got on, see if it's actually worked for you. But for the sales team, it works really well. And even if it's on the service side of things, or sales support, which we've got at Silverstone, which, you know, the handovers and deliveries, everything's updated via SMS, because it's just so much easier, once again, for that customer to reply back. So anyway, that's it from me. Very quick one today. And I'll do a few more in the next few days. Okay, I'll speak to you all soon.